Hey, we are going to keep the hour going by talking about solid waste. The Orange County Solid Waste Department is developing a plan right now to try to make Orange County a zero waste community by the year 2045. They want your help as they work towards that goal. There's an online survey that's happening right now at the county's website, which is orangecountync.gov. And today the county is hosting two public info sessions for anyone who wants to learn more and offer feedback. First one is going to be in the morning at 10 a.m. in Hillsboro at the Bonnie Davis Environment and Agricultural Center. That's on Route 70. And then there will be a second one tonight at 7 at Carrboro Town Hall. If you want to go in person, you can also access that one virtually as well. And again, go to orangecountync.gov and click on the Solid Waste Department page to get more info on all of that. We're joined on the phone by right now by Cheryl Young, who is the Research and Data Manager for Orange County Solid Waste. Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So all of this is designed to ultimately get us to the goal of being zero waste, but I know one of the goals of this whole process is to hammer out a definition of what exactly zero waste means. So let's start with that. Like, what does it mean for you, for Orange County, to be a zero waste community? What's that goal for you?
I don't think you can ever eliminate all trash from the system. So to be zero waste would ideally be if there's something to do with a material other than placing it in a landfill, let's try and do that.
How far away are we right now from that goal?
We have a ways to go. There's some easy materials that we may possibly be able to address quickly. The last study Orange County did of what is in our waste was in 2017, and at that time, roughly 46% of the waste was made up of food waste and other compostables. Those are particularly problematic in landfills because they create methane gas.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they're composted, it allows you to return them to the earth in wonderful soil. So that's one of the materials that there's a lot of talk around.
What are some other strategies that are kind of on the table as possible moves to get us to that goal?
Well, I think there's also the consideration of reducing what we use.
Mm-hmm.
That obviously is the most environmentally friendly option, is to only buy what you need, reuse what you can, pass it on to others for them to reuse, and recycle and have new materials made out of things.
So anyone who re-gifts a present at Christmas can feel a little bit assured that they're doing one nice thing for the environment, right?
But that is a positive thing. I mean, remember the old saying, one person's trash is another person's treasure.
Exactly.
We also have salvage sheds at our waste and recycling centers for people to be able to pass on goods that they may not be able to see the use for if they still have useful life in them, that someone else may really be able to use and need.
Speaking with Cheryl Young again, Orange County Solid Waste, orangecountync.gov is the county's website. Click on the Solid Waste Department's page there and get more information on the process of working towards the goal of being a zero waste community by 2045. I know we've got the public information sessions happening right now. The survey is happening right now. How far along are you in the overall process from start to finish?
The process started about a year and a half ago with the developing guidelines, and the Solid Waste Advisory Group adopted some goals for the plan. The plan has been actively being worked on for a little less than a year, and we're in the public engagement process, which is why we have the survey, why we have the public meeting.
I got
anticipation that a draft of the plan will be done by June.
I got online earlier today and I took the survey myself, and it's a really fast survey. It only takes 5 minutes, so really easy and convenient and user-friendly.
And in multiple languages. It's
yes.
Offered in English, Spanish, Burmese, and Chinese. So we would encourage people to take the survey and let us get a broad input from the wide variety of people in the community.
What are the most important questions that you need to ask residents? Like, what is it that you need to hear from folks in the community as you work towards the next step in this?
I think just the community's input on how we're doing now and what they think we can do better. And that's what the survey is aimed at. What appetite does the community have for moving us towards this goal? What kind of ideas do they have? Every one of the questions has an option for you to fill in, write in your ideas. And I think those can all be valuable.
Speaking again with Cheryl Young. So that's the survey. Tell us about the public information sessions that are happening today and tonight. What are those going to entail?
They will entail us gathering information about a lot of the same information that is being gathered in the survey, getting conversation going with people that are in attendance at the meetings, whether it is live or virtual. And let's have a conversation about what people's ideas are, what they would like to see, what they see as our challenges, and what they see as our opportunities.
Once you compile all of the responses in the survey and once the public information sessions happen and you have all of that feedback from residents, what's the next step after that?
The next step is to take into account all of that feedback and start to develop a plan and some steps to help us move towards that goal and what do we need to do to get there.
What's the time frame?
2045.
But like to get to the, like, this is our plan, this is our strategy, is that just going to be like an ongoing process of developing and redeveloping? Or is there like a moment that you're looking at of going to the Board of County Commissioners, for instance, and saying, here's our plan, let's vote on it?
Well, I think there'll be a plan, but it will be a living document.
Okay.
I don't think any plan that is that far out can be in stone. It will have some good guidelines and some starting steps, possibilities, but that will be constantly reevaluated over the next 20 years.
People want more information on this process. Where can they go? What can they do?
They should attend the public meetings, fill out the survey, and they also can go to our webpage, which has a lot of information and will be kept up to date on where we're at in the Zero Waste Plan.
Speaking with Cheryl Young, and as we start to wrap up this conversation, again, folks can go to the website, orangecountync.gov, and click on the Solid Waste page. You'll get the survey there and more information about both of the public meetings today, the one in the morning in Hillsborough, the one in the evening in Carrboro, which you can attend virtually as well if you prefer that. As we wrap up this conversation, though, kind of moving away from that, just in general, if people want to reduce their own waste, what do you tell them is step one? What's the most important thing that people can do?
Be conscious of your purchases and how you then get rid of items. But be aware when you buy things. If you have a choice between something in a recyclable container versus one that has to go in the trash, choose the recyclable because that is better than something that has to be landfilled. Take your own bag with you to the grocery store. Plastic bags are a particularly difficult material for recycling. They can't be recycled in your carts. So a lot of those end up in the landfill. Just create an awareness. Think about your purchases. Think about how you get rid of stuff. And we have an app. If you want to be able to check things, there's a new app available on the Google and the Apple Store, Orange County NC Recycles, that'll help you know what to do with every material that you buy.
So go to the App Store and get more information on that. And again, orangecountync.gov is the county's website. Hit the Solid Waste page and get more information on the survey, which you can take now, anytime, and those two information sessions that are later today, 10 a.m. in Hillsborough at the Davis Environment and Agricultural Center, and then tonight at 7 at Carrboro Town Hall. You can get the link to attend that one virtually as well. Cheryl Young, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.